Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed
special edition, special Friday night / Saturday morning edition of iMac, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Willaboy, William Rameau. Willaboy, you there?
Hey, what's up? I'm here, man. We're doing a little open night today.
Yeah, a little late night, Friday night version, Saturday morning edition, whatever you want to call it, of iMac. I'm doing it today. Because I can't do it, you know, at my regular time, which is Saturday night. So I chose to do it, you know, right now, Friday night / Saturday morning. So I'm looking forward to it, and let's have some fun. All you insomniacs out there, you know, I know you guys don't sleep, so this is a good time to listen to my show.
Yeah,
and you're one of those insomniacs, right? You don't go to sleep at all. Dad goes to sleep like, you go to sleep like 7 in the morning.
But not like that.
Never go to sleep.
Like 3, 4.
I was close.
Yeah.
And all you people who are sleeping, wake up and listen to this show right now.
Yep.
This is it's about to happen.
Glad to make history with you, man.
Hey. We ride and die together.
Right.
Although last week I found out how unloyal you could be.
you found out how what?
How unloyal you could be. Last week I asked Will, you know, asked him a question. If he, you know, if I was to rob a house, would he come with me and rob the house with me? And he said no, because, you know, he think, you know, it'd be a bad thing to do. But, you know, the question wasn't really about, you know, committing a crime. It was about whether you would be loyal to me or not.
Of course, this is a hypothetical question.
I mean, if you told me to rob a house with you, I would. I mean,
I wouldn't.
Huh? I know you would, but I'm saying, hypothetically, if you told me to rob a house with you, I mean, yeah, I mean, if I trusted you.
That'd be stupid.
That's what friends are for.
But yeah, but that's what the conscience is for, too.
Well, you know, but that's not the real question, though. It's not really about committing a crime, though. You know, when you look at it, but hey, whatever. It is what it is. I guess we have a different kind of trust in each other.
You see, folks, this is that type of question that, you know, he asks that pops up in his head.
Well, yeah, I'm a philosopher. This is a question a philosopher asks. I mean, you know, I'm a smart guy. I think of the smart things like this. You know, it doesn't have to really do about crime when you look at it. I mean,
yes,
you're looking at it that way, but I'm looking at it more than that. I'm looking at it as, you know, more of a loyalty, trusting.
Dude, you were asking me hypothetically if you would do something like that, if I would help you out.
Well, yeah.
How's that? That's not philosophical. That's idiotic, man.
No, I'm talking about, like, not help me out, but, like, you would let me go to the house by myself and rob the house?
No.
If you saw me there, going there?
I would have told you not to do that.
What if I went in anyway?
I don't want you to throw your life and my life in the, you know, down the drain.
Well, but what if I go in there?
Well, then, I mean, that's you. I warned you as a friend, as a loyal friend. I warned you not to do that if you
okay,
would do something like that.
Oh, what if you had a girlfriend that she's going to rob a house? She's going in there no matter what. You can't stop her. What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell her not to do that.
What if she does do it?
Well, I'm not getting involved with that.
But are you going to get her in trouble?
I'm not going to get her in trouble. I'm just.
You're going to leave her.
That would be, I couldn't trust her if she would do something like that. I know she's going to rob, you know, me or somebody I know.
Yeah, but when you're faced with a dilemma like that, it's a tough thing to do. But, especially if that's a girlfriend that you, like, love, you got to, have to do something. You got to have to, you know.
But if our relationship was
good, even when
if our relationship was strong like that, then I would have known that she was like that beforehand.
But this is not about being a criminal. This is like, you know. You're looking at it as more of a, like, a moral thing. This is not about, you know, this is not a moral question, really.
No, what would be a perfect example for you is if, you know, like on those TV shows when they had those trust stuff, like, if you would, like, have somebody stand behind you, and then you do that trust thing, and you lean, and you try to fall back as far as you can, and see if the person will trust you enough to catch you.
Yeah, you probably let me fall on the floor.
No, that's a there's a difference between,
you know,
when you fall and, you know, committing, you know, hypothetically committing a robbery.
You would probably be like, what if I hurt my hand when I catch you? You would question everything, I know.
Well, as long as it's a hypothetical criminal scenario, then I would help you. If it's something that would potentially, you know, ruin my life in the, you know, in the future, something that I couldn't avoid, something that I could avoid, that's, you know,
yeah,
I wouldn't help you on something like that.
Yeah, but you're looking at it, like, you're looking at it, like, okay, that's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen
in real life. So, you know, the real question is, like, would you stand by the person as they do it? Let's say you don't get caught at all. Let's say you don't get caught.
I wouldn't
do it.
I wouldn't be accomplice to this.
Well, I'm saying, like, if there was a girl that I loved and she wanted to go in the house to rob it, I mean, I gotta stand by her side. I can't just say, well, I guess I'm gonna have to do this, you know. I can't let her go inside by herself.
Well, this is her choice.
You know,
this is her choice. This is her choice to do it. So
yeah,
you gotta...
but if I'm there with her, and you know, all of a sudden she's going in there, I see her going in or in the house going to rob it. I gotta go too.
But can't let her go by herself. I mean, you're enabling, you know, her situation.
Hey,
once she goes out, you're gonna go down too.
Hey, I gotta stand by her. You know, I can't just let her go in there. I might not even rob her.
Okay.
I might just make sure she gets in safe inside the house. So at least I can make sure nothing happens to her. You know what I'm saying?
All right, sure. Like here's something that you said that you said you'll stand by her, right?
Yeah.
Well, will she stand by you when you locked up behind bars? Let's say if you take the fall, she gets away with it, and you take the fall. You think she'll stay by you?
Let's just say you don't get caught. You're looking at it like if you get caught, though.
But you have to look at if you're willing to do something like this. This isn't, you know, Ocean 11, man. You have to think of the scenario. What's the worst case scenario? What would happen?
Okay.
If you get off scot-free.
Okay, you're looking at it morally. Stop looking at it morally.
I'm not looking at it only morally. I'm looking at it.
Not whether it's right or wrong. Would you or would you not stand by the person? This is it. Take the crime out of your head. Take the criminal act out of your head for a second. Would you do it whether it was right or wrong?
Would I do it? No.
Okay.
For the obvious reasons.
Okay. That's all.
No, but here's the question. What about if you, let's say if you did get caught, but she left you. This is kind of like the GTA 3 situation.
Okay, no comparison to video games.
Hear me out then. You made a hypothetical situation. I'm going to make a hypothetical situation to prove my point.
Okay.
Let's say this scenario, just like what happened in GTA 3. The main character, you're with Catalina, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you both, you know, rob, and she gets away with it. She leaves you for dead, and you take the fall for it. How would you feel? And you get locked up, and she gets away scot-free.
Yeah, but they weren't in love, though. It was just a girl he was with. I'm talking about this is a girl that you have strong feelings for.
Well, he liked her. I mean, that was the beginning of GTA 3. You don't know how much they loved each other. They were together,
but they're criminals. But yeah, you keep looking at the criminal act of them.
Well,
if you do a
criminal act, what do you call that? A criminal. If you're a person who steals, you're a thief. If you're a person who lies, you're a liar. I mean, it is what it is.
Wow. Okay, for a second, take the criminal act. Okay, this is not gonna ever happen in real life, so take that out of your head.
Well, I know
Take the criminal act out of your head. The question is, would you, like, stand by the person? Like, you see them going in to rob a house. You're not going to at least go inside the house to make sure they're safe?
I warned them beforehand not to do it. So what I did all of what I could do.
You're going to stand outside and wait?
I'm not going to be in this situation because I wouldn't even be there because I told them. right. not to do that in this situation. So my hands is clean. As long as I stuck my neck out to give advice and say, hey, this isn't the smartest thing to do. You know, it's out of my hand. Here's the loyalty thing. If I just said, oh, sure, go ahead. Why not? Go ahead. And I don't give a damn. Or it's like, hey, what do I care? You know, if I didn't give you any advice or I didn't give a damn, then that would fail the loyalty test.
What if the person decided to go in a burning building? What would you do? And this is a girl. This is about the girl, too. If you, like, really were into the girl and she went to burning building, what would you do? Would you go after her?
It depends on what
oh my
why
goodness.
Is it why is
that
she going
even,
why
that
is she going
even,
no what's the question though? What's the question? I'm kind of confused.
Let's say the building's burning and she went in there to go get her stuff.
I would have warned her not to get her stuff.
You wouldn't go in there to make sure she's at least safe?
Oh, if she did that, yeah, I would.
You would go inside.
And she just went inside after I warned her and she didn't listen, she went inside.
Yeah, and so you go after her in the flames and stuff.
To try to get her out of there.
But what if she went inside to go get by her all the way to the, like, let's say she went to the fifth floor to get her stuff. You would go all the way to the fifth floor to, you know, get her back down?
To get her out of there, yeah.
Wow. So what's the difference
Same thing with you. If you were in a situation you didn't want to listen to me, and you went in there and I tried to tell you to get out of there and you didn't want to listen, I'd try to get you out of there.
And you would die. You would die.
Well,
you would risk your life for that. You would risk
your life. Why, you mean to say somebody I care about?
Yeah, like the same, yeah.
Well,
you'd risk your life.
That's a different situation. This is, you know, to help somebody out. This is
how is it
to commit a, you know.
In both situations, you're risking your life.
Yeah, but at least you're doing it for something.
Well, you're doing it for the person, right?
The other scenario was criminal. You're doing it just out of greed.
Yeah, but still, it's more than criminal. You're risking your life, though. It's the same thing.
Well, that's true. That you're risking your life in both scenarios. But in the burning building scenario, you're doing it to help somebody. In the other scenario,
how's the first situation? You're not helping somebody though.
You're
making sure she's safe. Making sure at least she's something doesn't happen to her while she's in there. Right.
I'm saying
the similarities between this.
I see what you're trying to say, but I warned the in any case I warned the person not to do that. That's out of my hands now.
So you wouldn't so let me get this straight. You wouldn't go inside go inside a house that your girlfriend's robbing. But you would go inside a burning building when your girlfriend's in there to get her out.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go inside the house to get her out when she's robbing that house?
No, because that's her choice. She made this choice to do something horrible. By her doing it, but hey, I didn't tell her to do it.
Well, but
you think she'll worry about me? Shoot, if I get locked up, you know, being an accomplice.
But how do you know that? She might love you. Why do you assume that?
99% of the time, you know, once people get locked up inside, they move on.
No, well, I wouldn't say all of them. That's
well, I said 99% of them.
That's a high percentage.
Okay, maybe 99 is a high. Maybe I'd say 90%.
No, that's too high. You do. Some people don't even move on. Some people, you know, they still care about their loved ones in prison.
I'm talking about...
I would say 90. I would say maybe...
I'm talking about a woman if her man get locked up for doing a criminal act. She just moves on, you know. She's not going to wait around for, like, 25 years to life or whenever he come out.
Some don't move on though. Some they don't date. Some
most
they,
of them do.
They still send letters to their, you know, loved ones in prison, you know?
No, but most of the time, though, the ones that be sending the love letters are the girls who completely don't even know the guy. And they're like, oh, you know, I feel sorry about your situation. And then the guy, the lady sends him money. And then afterwards, you know, once he gets out, he uses her, you know, he mooshes off her money. And then he just, you know, continues his criminal life.
Right. Well, here's my thing. My answer to both of those questions is, first scenario, I would definitely, you know, I wouldn't want to rob the house. Of course, I wouldn't want to. But if I'm in a situation where a girl is going to rob a house and there's nothing I can do to stop her, then I'm going to at least go inside her to make sure she's safe. And, hey, if I get locked up for it, if we both get locked up for it, then, hey, I deserved it because I went in there.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, hey. I did it because I'm loyal to her. I'm not gonna just let her go inside her house by herself, you know, to rob the house.
But if she really loved you, she shouldn't have put herself in that position to you know, jeopardize her losing you. That the money is that important that she would, you know, risk what she had, you know, with you, you know, a legit life with you, and just to throw it away just to make money, that's not even gonna last forever.
Well, I look at it differently. I would be completely loyal.
You gotta look at the brighter picture. I mean, I am being loyal. I warned her.
But if she went in there, you know, even after you warned her, then
when I warned her, I could have got in trouble. You know, someone could have been, let's say, spying on the place before she's doing it, and I'm talking to her. Maybe people could think I'm conspiring with her. So I'm sticking my neck out there, even though I didn't do, you know,
right.
This situation, you know, that who knows if I, you know, was conspiring with her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, here's another question. What if, so you wouldn't go inside, what if she went in there, you didn't want to go inside a house with her, you stayed
right.
Outside, and let's say the owners of the house shot her to death. You went from outside. What would you do?
I'd go inside there, and I'd go inside there and you know, call 911.
So you would go inside. You would go inside when she's already dead. Then beforehand to make sure that she didn't die. That's not making any sense.
No, because I didn't know. Like you in this scenario, I didn't know if there was people in there. First of all, I wasn't committing the crime. Second of all, you know, if something like that happened, I gotta see if she's okay.
Oh well, I don't know. Like, if she was gonna go out in the house, I would at least go in there and make sure, you know. But I would still go inside the house to make sure to try to get her out.
So when you get locked up, and then she put all the thing on you and say that, oh. You forced her. You were the one that wanted her to do it, and she was telling you not to do it. She put all the blame on you.
Hey, that's the risk you take. That's the risk you take. Just like when you go into that burning building, that's the risk you take.
Yeah, you want me to tell you what? That's gonna be the same risk you take when you drop the soap. After you take the fall, and she moves on with her life, you know, with the money she stole, and you take the fall.
That's the risk you take when you're going to be the human torch in that building. The building. The same thing.
Yeah, you're going to be the human torch, all right, with Bubba in there.
Hey, one scenario you're dead, one scenario you go to jail. Which way do you want it?
Dude,
either scenario you lose.
Yeah, you will lose.
But then again, like I said, you know, there's a 50-50 chance you don't get caught, so you never know. And in the flaming building, there's a 50-50 chance you don't die.
Well, it's probably stronger than 50-50 that you'll die. I mean,
it depends. It depends. There might not be flames on her floor. You know, it all depends, though.
But there could be floors above her and beneath her that's collapsing.
Well, I don't know. But
in any case, In any case, she jeopardized your life anyway.
Oh, I would still, you know, make sure, you know, nothing happens to her if I really cared about her.
Well,
if I really trust in the person, you know, I'm going to stick by them, but.
Yeah, but the problem is you got to be careful not to trust in the wrong person. Because if you were with her, apparently you were trusting the wrong person.
Yeah, well.
If she put you in that... She puts you in that position. She don't care what the heck happens to her or you in the situation.
Right.
You know, especially, you know, she was going inside somebody's house for, you know, with bad intention. That's, you know, putting her life and your life at risk.
Right.
For her going into her house, you know, a burning house and trying to take some stuff that she likes. She's
right.
not doing it out of malice. She's doing it out of sentimental reasons. Like she's not thinking properly. She's like, oh my God, my photo albums are burning. Oh my God, let me get my photo album. She's not thinking of the bigger picture that her life and your life would be in danger. She's just thinking, oh my gosh, I can't replace the photos.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, we'll agree to disagree on this, but the reason I ask these questions is because there's a show I watch called, it's on PBS, it's called Justice, What's the Right Thing to Do? And there's this philosopher called Immanuel Kant, and the show comes on. It comes on Saturdays at 1 o'clock, and he presents these same questions that I ask. Like, you know, what would you do, you know, if you were like in these situations? You know, would you, like, there was one question he presented, like, if there was, let's say you were in the subway. And on one side of the train track was a guy laying there. And on the other side of the track, there was five people laying there. Now, which of those people would you choose to save if the trains were coming? Would you choose the one person who's lying on the train track? Would you choose the five people? Choose the five people who were laying on the train track. Do you understand what I'm saying? The question that I'm...
That's a tough one. Well, exactly, you choose the one with the one person on it. But
why?
I'm guessing there's a twist. The one person is bad, and then the other five are probably like maybe women or kids or something like that. What are you gonna say?
Save the one person?
No, I'm just saying there has to be a catch. Because most likely, if you had a choice between choosing the track with one person and choosing the track with five people. Most likely, people would choose the unless if you're a, you know, a brave, you know, hero, you would try to save everybody or all six. But
well,
generally speaking, if you would help
out, there's no wrong answer.
Oh, there's none.
No, because I mean, on one hand, I mean, well, it might be better to save the five people because we saw what happened in 9/11 with all those people dying. One person would have. I mean, as tragically, you know, as horrific as it is to say, you know, I mean, if one person died in that building, I mean, it wouldn't have been tragic as it was. But I mean, a lot of people died in that building.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point. I mean, even one person would have been tragic, but it wouldn't have that whole magnitude if it
exactly.
was just one person. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
So if you see five people on the track on one side of the track. And on one person lying on the other side, you gotta save those five people. I mean,
well, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's exactly what I was saying. I was saying, you would try to.
That's more lives being taken, you know, being lost.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was my point as well. I was saying like, you know, you would try to, if you're a hero, if you're brave, you would try to save the five people. Heck, you try to save all six.
Yeah,
especially
but
the
you,
five.
You have a choice.
But I was saying, probably, you know, somebody who's, you know, thinking about their own life and not worrying about other people, you'd be lucky if they even risked their neck to say that one person.
Right. Well, you know, there's no right or wrong answer, you know. Some might say the one person because, you know.
It'd be more convenient for them, but then again, the five other people would be in risk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I'd have to try to take the five and then try to save the other last person on the other one. But
yeah, I would try to save the five. You know, that's just me because I think more people.
I agree
that's more people being lost. So
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
But, you know, these questions I present, these are the same type of questions the philosopher, Immanuel Kant, presents on the show, Justice, What's the Right Thing to Do? And they gave the show at Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock on PBS. So you could definitely check that out and, you know, see what he talks about. You know, it's a great show.
What's
right and what's wrong.
What time is it, you said?
Saturdays at 1 o'clock on PBS.
Saturday, 1 p.m. PBS, you said?
Yeah, Channel 13 here in New York.
Oh, PBS.
Yeah, PBS.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, so that's a great show. It makes you think, and, you know, makes you wonder, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what would you do, what would you not do, you know. It's all about philosophy, basically.
Yeah, looks like me and you agree on 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, you know. Hey, we'll agree to disagree on some things, we'll disagree to agree on other things. So.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get back to the fun show.
Yeah.
You know, we got all serious. You know,
yeah,
we got all
did.
Serious. Let's have a good Friday night / Saturday morning show.
Yep.
You know. So the what was it going to say? The Super Bowl is on Sunday, which is tomorrow, since it's Saturday morning now.
Right.
So you're not going to have any Super Bowl parties or anyone over, right?
No, I don't even know if I'm going to buy a little snack. I'm not sure,
yeah.
Though. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have some chips. Buy some chips and dips. Maybe some Corona, you know. But I'll definitely enjoy the Super Bowl. I mean, I think it's going to be a great game, although I think the Colts are going to win it by, like, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it'll be... by 2 touchdown or by 10. Probably I'm thinking by 10. But
yeah, I think, you know, it might even be a blowout. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you never know. I mean, both teams are, you know, they got fun offenses, so you never know.
Yeah. And I heard that what's that bet Reggie Bush has with Kim?
Reggie Bush, right. He has, like, an agreement with her. If he wins the Super Bowl, they'll get married or engaged. But if he doesn't, then I'm guessing it's off.
I hope they don't win so I could have a shot at her.
Yeah, man, I was thinking that myself too. But if Colts didn't knock out the Jets, you know, I'm a sore loser when it comes to, you know, to eliminate my team. I want them to get eliminated. So I guess it's a win-lose situation for me anyway you look at it.
Well, you know, yeah, Colts are going to win. And definitely, with the Super Bowl, you're going to have a lot of ads. That's what some people look forward to, the commercials. So.
Yeah, the non-football fans.
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, most of them. Like Oprah.
Not all of them, but, you know, some of them.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know nothing about football, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to diss you girls out there, but, you know.
But generally speaking, I mean, most women aren't, you know, into sports. But, you know, there are some, you know, few that are,
yeah,
you know, into sports, which is, you know, for me, you know, a plus. It's not a necessity, but that's definitely a plus. If you ask.
Oh, that's a rad girl. A girl who likes sports is called a rad girl.
Or?
Yeah. You've seen rad girls before, right?
Yeah.
Don't they like do sports, stunts?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, you were saying that you told me like a month or two ago that they were coming out with a DVD.
Oh, yeah. I think it's coming out 2 weeks or later this month. Yes, it has some behind a never-before-seen footage on the DVD, so check on Amazon. You have to check on Amazon to see when it's coming out, but I think it's coming out later this month. That's a great show. It's like the female version of Jackass.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was a good show.
Now it's on, you go only, like, it used to be on Fuse TV, on DirecTV, but now it's on, MAV TV, I think. And you can only find it on Time Warner or Dish Network. I think Dish Network might have that channel, but it's on MAV TV, I think. So I missed that show. It was a great show.
Bad girl.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that DVD.
You know, find girls on that show.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday night, and the moon is bright. We're going to have some fun, show you how it's done.
TGIF. Hello.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The old TGIF.
Back in the days, man.
Oh, yeah. It brings back memories. But right now, it's not really Friday night. It's like Saturday morning, really. So. I remember those Friday nights you would put on the Channel 7 and they'll be like Family Matters, Step by
Family
Step.
Yep.
Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah, no, you mean Boys Meet World?
Yeah, what did I say?
Wayne's World.
No, I said Boy Meets World.
Oh, I heard Wayne's World. My fault then.
No, I said Wayne's World. Said Boy Meets World and Step by Step and Full House was on also.
Right.
There was a ton of shows on Friday night.
Growing Pains earlier on.
Growing Pains, Family Matters.
Trying to think of a newer.
Dinosaurs, remember that?
Oh, right, yeah, Dinosaurs, right, yeah.
A Little Rosie. Even had Little Rosie on for a little while on Friday nights.
On Friday nights?
Yeah, for a little while.
I mean, I remember the show was on, but I didn't remember it was on Friday night, though.
So. Yeah, for a little while, but then they changed it back. I think they put it on. It went to Saturday mornings. So I don't remember, but I remember for a little while it was on. Yeah, they liked
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
Oh right, yeah, Hang with Mr. Cooper. Right, I remember that.
I don't know if you remember this show. This show didn't last that long. This show was like. Maybe 2 or 3 years.
What show was that?
I forgot the name of the show. It was something with the Jerichos. It was with this black family. It was with Dougie, Fred, what was his name? Dougie Doug. This black actor. You know,
I know who you're talking about.
I don't remember the name of the show. But the family that he was with, like the family, I think they were called the Jerichos. You know, it was like a black neighborhood, you know, black show.
Hmm.
I forgot the name of the show.
I think I know what you're talking about. It wasn't like one of the little girls on Full House was one of the Michelle's friends.
Yeah.
The show she had like older sisters that looked like her and
Yeah, because it's her real life siblings that were on the show. Yeah, she grew up. She was in that movie with The Great Debaters with
her. Yeah, she's
Smollett. I think her last name.
Yeah, she kind of looks like the girl from that Damon Wayans show.
From what show?
Damon Wayans show. My Wife and Kids.
Oh yeah.
Kind of looks like Claire. No, not Claire.
The mother.
The daughter.
Right. Yeah, Claire is the daughter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was the mother. Okay.
No, the mother.
Yeah, she kind of looks like her, right? A little bit.
Yeah. The mother is called Jay. Of course, played by wow. Her name. Her name. Tisha Campbell.
Gina.
Right. Yeah.
That was her name. Martin Gina.
Yeah. But yeah, she does look like the daughter.
I remember that. I remember most of the shows back then on TGIF. It was fun, man.
Oh, yeah, Perfect Strangers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Perfect Strangers. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, right, yeah.
Clueless.
Clueless, of course, yeah.
I remember all those shows back then.
Yeah, my mind is like, I can't even think. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like it's so easy, but I'm trying to overthink.
Yeah.
Been a while.
But then, you know, like, from 8 to 10, it was all TGIF, but once 2020 came on, the TV went off after that.
Yeah, man. I remember back in those days, man, me, my little sister, and my cousin, he used to come on over on Fridays, and, you know, we used to play on the Super Nintendo. And then later, PS1, sometimes, you know. Good memories, man.
Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to have our own TGIF, but really it's like a TGIF/S.
Hey, I'd rather have a TGIF or slash F than a TGIE. As in WWE. You know how WWE knocked off the F.
Oh. Right. You know, and they actually tried to bring back TGIF like in 2005 or 4 or something like that. Remember? Tried to bring it back,
yeah.
But it didn't work.
All right, with according to Jim, I think Gerd Lopez,
and Kelly Reaper. Kelly Reaper.
Oh yeah, right. What her Hope and Faith, right?
Yeah, they tried to, but it didn't work. I mean, it was in the same show.
Exactly. Right.
Anyway,
one good show that they have, comedy show that they have, is Modern Family.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that show's great, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Hey, we're back on air. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, I'm back in your mic.
I don't know what happened, man. But this is what I guess this is what happens when you do a show late night, early morning. So
I guess
anyway, we're back.
The show couldn't handle us going back, you know, back memory lane like that.
Yeah.
I was saying like. You know, when I was saying, the last thing I was saying was, like, you should watch Modern Family. And then I hear this long pause.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I said, whatchamacallit, wow, you must be thinking about it, you know, trying to, I guess, you know, for some reason, I guess there was dead air, so I was trying to, you know, come up with something for you to get a response. And afterwards I noticed that the phone guy had hanged up.
Yeah, that's stupid. Well, anyway, we're back now, so.
That's all that counts.
Yeah. So I wanted to get something. I wanted to play this funny clip for you. It's from YouTube.
Sure.
There's this clip of this Asian kid singing, you know, Black Eyed Peas, Boom Boom Pow?
Yeah.
There's a clip of this Asian kid singing Boom Boom Pow, and it's the funniest thing. But let me cue it up on the switchboard here. I want to play the original Boom Boom Pow so you can hear how it sounds like. You've heard the song before, right?
Yeah.
Let me cue this up here on this damn switchboard. This fake switchboard here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the original Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas. Nothing? Not playing?
What
was that? No, I'm trying to play this damn thing. See, this is why that only on internet podcasts does this happen. I tried to play, but it, for some reason, it didn't play. Okay, let me try again. Hold on. I'm trying to play the original Boom Boom Pow song because this Asian kid, he sounds like a William Hung with Steve Urkel.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Let me try to.
Or very, very bad, I should say.
Oh yeah.
Very good, as in this is gonna be very funny, but yeah, it's gonna be very, very bad. The force is very strong with me on that one.
Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, while I'm loading this, you know, Avatar has become the most grossing, the most gross movie ever of all time.
Yeah, I heard it topped Cameron's other hit, Titanic.
Yeah, it made over $600 billion worldwide, and it's like made over, how much has it made in the U.S.? I know it's made a ton of money in the U.S., but it's, man, and I haven't even seen the movie yet, but I heard a lot of people have gone and seen it, and they spent a lot of money on it, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen it myself either.
Yeah, it's made over $2 billion worldwide and over $601 million in North America. So,
do you need 3D glasses for it, or are they gonna make it 3D?
I don't know. I mean, when it before it came out, I made fun of it because it kind of looked like Pokemon meets Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
But now, you know, maybe I should go to see it because everybody else is going to see it. So.
South Park was making fun of it too. They, you know, they were pretending it was the Smurfs.
So I guess we gotta go see this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try playing this Boom Boom Pow now. NFL play. Damn, this thing is still freaking loading.
If it ain't working, then maybe try the joking one, and you know, if anyone wants to pick up the real Boom Boom Pow.
Gotta get
the
Boom Boom.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep, 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 yep. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. That boom, that boom, boom.
Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit. Next level visual shit.
Okay, so that's the original Boom Boom Pow, right? Now, what I'm about to play for you, probably the funniest thing you'll ever see, you'll ever hear. This is Asian Kids' version of Boom Boom Pow. Let me play it for you. Let me find this damn thing. Yeah, here it is.
Hello, it's me. I'm gonna sing Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas. My version.
I'll be rocking that beat. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
radio, a satellite radio, you're getting hit the boom, boom. Listen to this Anthony on the show, I'm getting hit the boom, boom. Gotta get hit of a boom, boom, wanna get this boom, boom. This beat be bumping, bumping, this beat go boom, boom. Oh yeah, let the beat go. Oh yeah, let the beat go. Let the beat go. This beat be bumping, bumping, this beat go boom, boom. I like the boom, 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 then you can stop my side. They try to cut me my trigger, I'm on the list, you know. I saw 2008, you're so 2008. I got the boom, 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 the future, boom, boom, boom. Let me give it up, boom, boom, boom. Then get, boom, boom, boom. Then get, boom, boom, boom. I get the boom, boom, boom. Gonna get the boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Gonna get. Let the beat rock. Let the beat rock. Let the beat, let the beat, let the beat rock. Oh, oh, oh. Rock, 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 oh, oh. Rock, rock, rock.
By the way, that was not a girl singing. That was not a teenage girl. That was a boy. An Asian boy.
Yeah.
And the dude sounded gay. You have to see the video.
Yeah, I definitely have to see the video.
See this Asian kid singing boom boom pow. I can't even understand the words he's saying. The only words I understood was boom boom pow, really.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like there was a line in the song where he said pizza. I
couldn't tell you because I couldn't understand. So I couldn't tell you what he was saying. But
I mean, I don't know the lyrics to Boom Boom Pow, so I don't know if there was really, if he did say that or if there's really that in the song, so.
Gay shit right there.
Good luck to him and his life partner.
He does look, you know, kind of fruity in the video.
You say he does?
So, you know, you never know. But he sounds kind of like William Hung and Steve Urkel put together.
Yeah, he does.
Especially, there's a part where he actually sounds like Steve Urkel. He's like, people everywhere!
Yeah, I think that's what he was trying to do. Urkel's part in the song. He's saying the 2000... You're 2008,
you're 2008, and something like that. Yeah. Oh, the video is called, you go on YouTube, the video is called Me Singing Boom Boom Pow.
You know Kurt Jimenez, right? From, he used to be on ESPN, but now he's on SNY.
Yeah.
He says that in, like, let's say if someone hits a home run, he'd be like, you know, like, he likes like boom boom pow.
Oh, I never heard that. I never heard him say that.
Yeah, he says that sometimes. Or
oh, it's my distance.
You know, he says different lines. Or like when he was in ESPN, he used to be like, say for his like a Dominican player hits a home run, he'd be like Dominicano. Or if it's a Puerto Rican, Boricua. You know, he's like says what you know. You know the nationality, the Latin nationality of the players.
Oh, he's trying to be like Sterling, huh? Trying to be like John Sterling a little bit.
No, but he's been doing that for a year. He definitely did that in when he was in ESPN.
Oh, okay.
But the boom boom pow and God, he's been doing that ever since he was on SNY.
Oh. Well, there's 4 minutes left of the show.
Yeah.
So quickly, I don't know if you heard this, but Jersey Shore is moving to a new location next year. Next season. They don't know yet, but it might be South Beach, Miami maybe.
Then it's not Jersey Shore. It's Miami Shore then.
Yeah, they're going to have to rename the show.
Yeah. Is it the same cast or is it a different cast?
It's going to be the same cast because I heard that they all signed into like a $10,000 contract. So, they're all coming back. All your favorites, J-Row, Snooki, Situation, they're all coming back. To annoy us.
They're literally making this into a franchise. This is going to be like,
like the Godfather. Like the Godfather franchise.
Well, I mean, they are making a franchise out of it.
Yeah, like the Godfather.
I guess you could say it like that. I was thinking more like, the Hills or the City.
Yeah.
Same people,
But the Hills never moved.
Well, some of them moved. I mean, what's their name?
Still the Hills. They're still in the Hills.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. But then again, Laguna Beach.
It was in New York City.
But then again, Laguna Beach, before it was Hills, it was Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach is a spinoff of the Hills.
No, you mean Hills is a spinoff of Laguna Beach.
Yeah, the Hills is a spinoff of Laguna Beach, yeah. Laguna Beach was like a different... The Hills was for, what's her name, Lauren Conrad, LC.
Yeah.
And just like they have Whitney in New York, that's a show for her, so...
Yeah. And then they're coming out with a new black version and starring you, I heard.
Oh yeah, it's called Mac in the City. Mac in the City. Can't wait for that.
Can I make some cameos?
Yeah. Moving on. Another thing we'll talk about real quickly. Tila.
Before we get your fans excited about that.
Oh well, yeah. Hey, when that show comes out, don't worry, man. They'll know about it. They'll know about it, definitely. But seriously, Tila Tequila. I don't know if you heard about this. She's been saying that she's been pregnant for weeks now since her fiance, Casey Johnson, died.
Yeah.
And but no one knows who the baby is. Neither does she.
The father.
Of her own. She might not even be really pregnant. She might be doing this for attention.
Yes, I mean, I don't think she realizes that lesbians can't biologically have a kid. I mean, they can only adopt.
Yeah.
And since she was sleeping around with other dudes, I mean, there's literally no way how she could be, I know she's bisexual, but there's literally no way that she could be carrying Casey Johnson's kid.
Man, I think she likes attention.
She does. I mean, she needs to get her life together, man.
And it was weeks ago. She said the reason why she's on Twitter is because she has no friends.
Man, I feel bad for her, man. I mean, this lady basically got famous from having the most MySpace friends, like over 2 million.
She needs a life.
Wow, what we're saying kind of goes with the music.
Yeah, and she looks like E.T., by the way, so. Anyway, thanks a lot, bro.
Anytime, bro.
Are still here? Come on, it's time for you guys to go to sleep. Goodbye.